Let's say you are a prudent person. That distinguishes you from the Oregon legislature right there. But I digress. Let's also assume that you are responsible for a growing family and you don't have much in savings for a rainy day. Now assume that you win a few thousand dollars in the lottery. What would you, a prudent person, do with your windfall? Would you quickly dispose of it? Or, thinking of your family's welfare, would you tuck that little bundle away and save it for an emergency? Let me tell you what you'd do if you were the Oregon legislature. You'd dish out the dough and worry about tomorrow, tomorrow. Welcome to the world of Oregon's so-called income tax kicker. It rebates money in good times and leaves itself with nothing in the bank for bad times, like the current recession and its resulting large budget deficits. Right now in Salem, the Democratic governor and Republican legislative leaders are arguing about a $250 million difference in the budget for public schools. That $250 million figure is almost exactly what the kicker rebated to Oregonians in 2001. Had the funds been stashed away in a rainy day fund and available now, the legislature could wrap up the budget and adjourn. This would end the embarrassment of being the last state in the union to still be haggling over its budget. Let's come out and say it. The kicker has got to go. It needs to be replaced with a rainy day fund. That way, Oregon can build up some surpluses in the good times to help it through the bad. Here's how crazy the kicker is. It rebated $250 million to taxpayers in 2001, even as the legislature was being called back into the first of five special sessions to deal with a massive budget deficit. How can that have been? Simple. The kicker is based on a two-year revenue projection by the state economist. After the estimate is made, if the state collects 2% more than predicted, the additional revenue is kicked back to taxpayers. The current recession was nowhere in sight when the state economist made his revenue projection for 2001-2002. When the recession arrived, no one could stop the rebates even in the face of the deepening deficit. The kicker law wouldn't allow it. Which left the state to dish out the so-called surplus revenue while it simultaneously scrambled to find revenue for struggling schools and social services. Today's legislature still has time to strike at least one blow for budget sanity. It can vote to repeal the kicker and save the money for a rainy day, like any prudent household would do. This is Les McCoyne.